Okay, we're going to begin Bez Hashem learning Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos. Just as the Akdama, the reason we're being Mechazik in Inyanei Shabbos, as we mentioned in the beginning of the year, that the next 2 years, Rosh Hashanah is going to be Shabbos. Whenever Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, so we have the Mashal of the Aruch Lener, that we need Shabbos as a Sanegar, that since we're giving up Shofar for Shabbos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how, or Shabbos wants to see how much we're mechabit the Shabbos other days of the year. So it's very important in the year leading up to where Rosh Hashanah, Mashiach doesn't come, or we're not mechadish al pi re'iyah, but al pi the cheshbon, the next 2 years, Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. So that's how we're trying to make chizukim this year in the Yonah Shabbos. So we're going to start actually from the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos. Because, you know, from my Shiurim and Gedolim, you get a lot out of Hakdamas, first of all. But I wasn't sure. I started reading the Hakdama, and then I saw, as we'll see in a moment, that really the first paragraph we learned on Shabbos in Chayadim, it's a straight quote from the Chayadim. So I felt that it's a simin toiv that we should for sure start from the Hakdama. So let's start from the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama. Now, in most Mishnah Berurahs, there's two Hakdamas. There's the Hakdama to the whole Sefer Mishnah Berurah, that we're not going to do. And then there's the Hakdama, Samechaber Mishnah Berurah Lehilchos Shabbos, which starts with the words, Ksiv Vatayra. So that's where we're going to start from today, Bez Hashem. So Ksiv Vatayra, the Torah says, Zocher Seim HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, Sheishis Yomim Tavoi, Ki Sheishis Yomim Osa Hashem Es HaShemayim Ves Oretz. And this is the direct quote from the Chayadam. Hayrilanu akosu bazeh. The Torah taught us with this. Sheinyan Shabbos hu shayrish ha'amuna. That Shabbos is the root of Amuna. Leida sha'olam hu mechudesh. To know that the world has been created. There is someone created. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. It wasn't just here on its own. B'cheven shabara hakol. So now we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So hu adin al hakol. So he's the master of everything. If he's the master, v'anachnu avodav, we're his slaves, his servants. U'mechiyavim lases ritzaynai, u'la'avdai, we're obligated to follow his will, and to serve him b'chol gufeinu, v'nishmeseinu, u'mameneinu, ki'akol shaloi. With our guf, our neshama, our money, ki'akol shaloi. V'izhira ha'ter al shmira sa Shabbos yud v'yis pa'amim, 12 times in the Torah, there's a azhara for Shmir Shabbos. V'amru chazal, kol meshaber sa Shabbos kilu mekayim kol ha'terah, v'chol ha'meshchalu Shabbos kilu kofar v'chol ha'terah kula, v'akol mitam hanaldu shoyresh ha'amuna. So anyone who's meshamer sa Shabbos is kilu, is mekayim the kol ha'terah. Now on Shabbos we explained it that usually ki'ilu zar, it leads you to something. When you say, like, kol ha'kayas ki'ilu ayved avay dezara, so Gemara on Shabbos says mefurish, because hayayim aymer leikach, today the Yetzer says, get angry, and tomorrow he tells you something else, ad shayayim aloy, until he tells you to serve avay dezara. So here also, the Rishonim and the Gemara say, so someone who keeps Shabbos, which is, as we say, the Shairish HaMunah, so if you believe in Hashem, like we just said, and he created the world, and he's the master, so you got to follow what he says. So maybe you'll keep the whole Torah. If you're Mechalos HaShabbos, and you don't believe in that, so what then? So if you don't believe in that, if you don't believe in what Shabbos stands for, so then eventually, what are you going to have to keep the whole Torah for if you don't believe in Hashem? And he says, "V'akol mitamanal du shayrish amun." Uche'enze, and continues the Mishnah Berurah, Isa gamkein b'medrash Rabba parshas b'shalach. Amar Rabbi Lazar bar Avina, matzino b'tayra u'b'neviyim k'suvim sheshkula Shabbos keneged kol ha'mitzvos. We find in Torah, in neviyim and k'suvim that Shabbos is considered shakol keneged kol ha'mitzvos. Now, what does that mean? B'tayra minayin. Where do we see it in the Torah? Shebishah she'shah Moshe loymar lohem mitzvah Shabbos. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad onamei antem lishmar mitzvah yisai v'sai rasai. So over there it's talking about by the mon, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't initially tell them about that Shabbos they're going to get a double portion, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, I said, ad onamei antem, until when are you going to refuse to keep all my mitzvahs? Now, which mitzvah? We're not talking about all the mitzvahs. Maksi v'acharav, ru'u ki Hashem nasan lechem haShabbos. So you see that Shabbos is equated as if it's keneged kol haMitzvahs. U'neviyim inayin. How do we know neviyim? Shenemar, v'yamru bi beis Yisrael, b'midbar, b'chukai seleh halachu. It says that they rebelled against me in the Midbar. They didn't follow all my laws. So it's saying they didn't go do all the mitzvahs and they were mechal Shabbos. So you see that Shabbos is equal to all of the mitzvahs. And b'ksuvim inayim shenemar v'al har Sinai yaradta v'dibarta imam. Because you came down on Har Sinai, you spoke to them, maksiv acharav v'shabbos kodshechai dat alohem. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, im tizku lishmar Shabbos, malani aleichem kilu shamartem kol mitzvah shebetorah. If you're zoicha to keep Shabbos, I will consider as if you kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Vim chilaltem oisoi, malani aleichem kilu chalaltem kol ha-mitzvahs, v'chein oimer shoimer Shabbos, michaloi v'shoimer yodei ma'asoi iskara, ayin sham. So, he's bringing out here the Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Chaim, that how we see how important Shabbos is, that the Rabbeinu Shalom and Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim equates it keneged kol hamitzvos. Now that's on a positive side. Ure'eis chaymer ha'ovon sheish be'isur chilul Shabbos. Let's look on the seriousness of the Aveira of chilul Shabbos. Talo yadua sheish kama chelki onshim al avonos. There are many different categories of punishments for Averis. So the least is an asay. Asay means a positive commandment. They're supposed to do something. By not doing it, you're not doing an asay. Chomer mizeh havayna sheish aleihem iser lav. The next category, more serious, is if there's a lav, a lois asay, don't do something. Chomer mizeh havayna sheish aleihem iser bidei shamayim. Chomer mizeh havayna sheish aleihem karis. Once you're in the category of Misa Bidei Adam, above Chenek, is Oysem Shoyin Shem who Herig Besayev. It's been killed with a sword. So the highest level of the most Chomer of all Oynshim are Averis, that the punishment is Skila. Ki Achamura Shebemisas, the Skila is the most Chomer. So if we want to know where Shabbos falls in the category of the seriousness of Averis, so it's Beskila. Now there are other things Beskila as well, but to show Shabbos is not something like, it's up there with the most serious of Averis. But we could see another way of seeing how serious it is, the Isser of Chilul Shabbos. There's a concept that a person is a mummer. A mummer is someone who rebels. Someone who does an aveira v'mezid, a mered, just to do it because he wants to do averas. He's called a mummer. Now, if a person serves Avodah Zarah, so obviously that person doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, not b'shoigeg, that he's doing it because he wants to rebel against the Rabbeinu Shalom and serve Avodah Zarah. So that person, we understand, if you're a mummer to serve Avodah Zarah b'mezid, so then in all other mitzvahs of the Torah, we also consider you a mummer. As we'll see in a moment what that means, but you don't have nemunas for other yisurim in the Torah. Why? Because if you don't believe in Hashem, so then, why are you going to shecht properly? You'll just eat a nevela. If you don't believe in Hashem, you're serving Avodah Zarah, so why would you do this mitzvah or be nizer in that iser? That is something that if you do that, it shows us that you're chashud to do everything in the Torah.
Is it possible nowadays when the iser hara for Avodah Zarah was mivakeh that we can actually do Avodah
Zarah? I don't understand.
So the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was taken away.
Right.
Does that mean is there anything left that's actually, given that it's not, we don't get drawn to it?
But so it's even more so. So if a person then goes and serves Avodah Zarah, it's even worse.
So they do one of the five avodos, even though that.
Even if you don't, that's even worse. Because you can't say Yetzer Hara pulled you. And now, there could be the regular Yetzer Hara. Right, the fact that the extra pull of the Yitzhar Davai Dazar was taken away. Could be there's still a regular type of Yitzhar, like anyone could have a Yitzhar. But again, Adarava, that shows if you're doing it, you're actually a mummer. You're doing it because you want to do the Avera. So, but let's say a person is a mummer for shechita. He doesn't believe in shechita. It's not humane. It's not this. There's better ways of doing it. There can't be. So you can't eat from his food. But for something else, he has nemanus to. He's not nechshad on chilul Shabbos. He's not nechshad on other averus. A mummer l'davar echa doesn't make you a mummer l'chol ha'tayra kula, except for Shabbos. V'ilu b'shab iser Shabbos kaimel ha'masim and shim pe'esiv gimel tim hufkar etzlei iser Shabbos v'oyver alav kama b'amim b'farhesya hu mummer l'chol ha'tayra. He gets a halacha that he's considered a mummer for all other halachas of the Torah. V'dinai ka'ayvid ka'chavim mamish, we consider him like a guy. If he touches wine, it becomes stam yayin. It's not drinkable. Bishalakum, all these halachas, if a person is a mummer for avodah zarah or a mummer l'chalal es ha'shabbos, he gets into this category. V'im hudarim Yisrael b'shus echad, tzorech liskar mimena reshus, kemoy im hudarim ayvid ka'chavim. There's halacha in Hilchas Erevin. In Hilchas Erevin, so in order for what we call an Eruv to work, what we call an Eruv is just the boundaries around an area. You enclosed an area. Now you have an enclosed area, there's another problem. Anyone who's in that area all have shared Rishuyais, they all have shared places that's theirs, and you have to now unite them as one in order for all of us to be able to carry. So what do? We take a box of matzah, an Erev Pesach, and we're zoichet for everybody who's in this enclosure, and now it's as if wherever that box of matzah is, as if we're all connected and living with that box of matzah, so it's all one big Rishus. Now that works for Jews. What about Goyim? So Goyim, you got to do something else. You got to go rent their area from them. You have to go rent their property from them. So let's say you live with a few houses want to get together to make an Erev, and one of them is a Goyish house. So you got to go to that guy, and you got to say to him, you know, you're in our enclosure. We want to rent from you for Hilchas Erevin, that we should all be like one unit right now. The way we do it nowadays, we go to the city, and because however that works, and they have a right to it, and we rent it from the city or from the police or whoever you rent it from. So, but now, what happens if the person living, one of the people living with you, is a mummer for Hilchas Shabbos? So, what does he do? So, the halacha is, or what do you do, I should say? If you're living with the Yisrael b'shus echa, tzarech liskar mimena reshus. The halacha is you got to go rent from him. The eruv, the box of matzahs doesn't work for him. That only works for Jews. He's physically a Jew. He's born a Jew. He's going to be punished in Gehenna as a Jew. But in these halachas, we consider him as if he's a guy. K'mayim hudar imay v'kechavim. V'im shachat. And let's say this same guy who's a mummer l'chalal shabbos is shechs. Even if another Jew is watching him and sees that he shaykhed properly, the halachas he did properly, his shchita is nevel. It's nothing. It's as if he shot the animal in the head, it dropped dead. Just like a guy shechs. You'll say, what do you mean? The guy, you know, he googled it and he found all the halachas and he knows exactly how to shechs properly. And it doesn't make a difference. He's not in the parasha of shechita. He's a guy. A guy is not a bar zvicha. Whatever he does, whether he stabs it or shechs it, it's all the same. And the same thing is for the mummer l'chal Shabbos. Kidisa b'paiskim. V'tam l'chol zehu, tam l'chalos ha-Shabbos, kofer b'maisa b'reishis, k'moy oyve k'chobim. Someone who is m'chalos ha-Shabbos is kofer b'maisa b'reishis, k'moy oyve k'chobim. And on the bottom, he brings the Lashon HaRambam, similar thing. V'alkein, gam oynesh mechal Shabbos hu b'skilo kai v'kechav. Now we circle back. Why is the oynesh for Shabbos skila? Because again, just like someone who serves avodah zarah is chayv skila, chilul Shabbos is the same thing. Uchishu b'li hasrahu al kaponim b'karis. Mikol zeh, what's the point here? Yuchal ha'adam lirois es goydel ha'inyan shel Shabbos. The Mishabur is trying to bring out here, goydel ha'inyan of Shabbos, of knowing and keeping Shabbos properly. V'chein yesh oid kama mar chazal mafligim oid b'avoyin chel Shabbos. Then you can look there, there's many different mamari chazal. V'gam tzorech lodas. Now there's another thing you have to remember. Haramach mitzvahs shebetayra shehitel Hashem yisbarach ala adam. The Torah gave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 248 positive mitzvahs, lezoichram ulushamram, to remember them, to keep them, hu neged haramach evarim sheba'adam. Those 248 mitzvahs, they correspond to the 248 limbs that a person has. So just like when it comes to a person's limbs, there are all different types of limbs. Some are more integral to a person's life than others. There are some that if Rachman al-Tzad, a person doesn't have them, he'll still live. The neshama, his life is not dependent. Rachman al-Tzad, a person loses his hand, loses part of his foot, he could still live. I'm not, making it light here. Avada, if you don't have a person doesn't have a yad regel, it's he's missing a lot. He's a living person who has a blemish. But then there are sometimes a person is deficient in something, can't live. His head was Rachman al-Tzad chopped off. Or it was by his heart, it was torn. And now, the lining of the heart or whatever it is, it was torn. This is his life. So if he doesn't have that, you're not saying he's just missing his head. He's not a guy who's missing his head. He's a dead guy. It's over. The same thing is true with mitzvahs. So what Chaim says, what does it mean that mitzvahs are chiyus? He's saying it's talking about an olam haba. Chiyus in Olam Haba. We're living here in Olam Hazeh. But how is a person going to live when he gets to Olam Haba? So for that, he has to make sure he has all his Eivarim there. Yesh mitzvahs, shafilu im pasha adam v'avar aleyem, hu nikru Olam Haba rak b'sheim balmum. Some mitzvahs, again, every mitzvah corresponds to an Eivar. So if it's an Eivar that's not integral to life, so if he's not nizer in that mitzvah, he'll be lacking that Eivar in Olam Haba. But he'll be there. He'll be alive in Olam Haba. He'll be a Balmum. V'gam ze gnai gadol hu lenetzach. Now, don't fool yourself. Doesn't mean to say, okay, so what's the big deal? So I don't have to do those mitzvahs. What's the worst? I'll be a Balmum. No, you're talking about eternal shame in Olam Haba. If a person was pasheya, pasha boy means he did it on purpose, and a person is going to be lacking in that aver, it's going to be lanetzach. For example, a person doesn't put on tefillin. Afim yikayim kol hamitzvos, yeh balmum biyadoi. He's assuming tefillin is connected to hand, so he'll be a balmum. V'nimsa kishayokum le'eis hatchiyah kol Yisrael, yamdu chayomim v'kayomim v'chol evarim. Everybody else is going to get up with all their limbs. V'yeh balmum b'yad ha'smayli ha'zal ha'netzach. He'll be a balmum in his left hand, because he didn't put on his tefillin. T'v'schus mitzvus ha'tayra shadam makayim be'ivarav, heim zoichim l'chiyos la'asa l'chayolam. Schus, the mitzvus ha'tayra person is makayim with his evarim, he's zoiche that those evarim live la'asin. Kol mitzvah sheberach mitzvahs mechayas ha'ever sheberamach ha'shayach lo'i. Each mitzvah of the 248 will give life to that ever that is corresponds. U'chamay sha'anu aymrim, v'chayi oylam nata b'seichenu. Chayi oylam Hashem planted b'seichenu. Wasn't he planted b'seichenu? The pshat is, he gave us the ability to make a chayi oylam for ourselves. By doing the mitzvahs, we're creating chayi oylam. Where's the chayi oylam? I'm not going to live forever. Yes, you will live forever in the oylam haba through the mitzvahs. If a person, again, he's saying we're bemazed, is over on these on a mitzvah, so there's nothing to give life to that over. And he says, can you imagine the pain it's going to be? Everyone's going to look and say, hey, guy doesn't have his left hand. Oh, he didn't do the mitzvah of tefillin. Forever. Forever, people are going to see that. Again, the same idea in other evarim. Soif davar hakol nishma. So it says over there, Saif Davar, at the end, everything will be heard. There's going to be no secrets at the end. At the end, everyone's going to know what everyone did. Valkane, so what does the pasuk say? Esalikim Yerav, es mitzvay sav shemar, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Kizek kol ha'adam, uretzayin alaymer shemer amach mitzvah saseh, yushasal lavin, shenishma adabi mechayev, yivne la'asin kol ha'adam. Kizek kol ha'adam. That's how you build an entire person. V'nimso kishayokam v'yabal mum be'ezeh ever. Oishi iskakalo ezel gid migidav. When it comes to the 365 lavin in the Torah, those are connected, the tendons, the gidim. Yisbainu akol eza mitzvah saseh alav avar b'shal nefesh. Again, what a person did, b'mezit. V'kama kloin uchlima yisvay deyza lanetzach. Okay, that was all in the brackets here. V'yesh inyanim, so now, basically saying, so there are some things, shem neged haroish v'halev, shem ikar chiyas nefesh hakedusha. Before he said, there are some mitzvahs that are correspond to Ivarim, that a person's just a balmum if he doesn't have them. He could live, but then there are some mitzvahs that are connected to his head or a heart. Like you said, if his head, a person's head is chopped off, there's nothing to talk about anymore. Those things are totally, those are the ikrim of life. If a person is lacking these things, he's losing his whole life. He's losing the life of his nefesh. In this world, he's alive. Why? Animals live in this world too. His nefesh habahamis is here, shalai. But his neshama is not there. Why? Because since he was bemazed, killing and severing something that is the ikar chiyus of a person, the head, the heart, those things, so he's not alive. He looks like he's alive, but he's a shell. He's not alive. That's why Chazal tell us, Rishoyim b'chayeyem nikroi mesim. Rishoyim, while they're alive, are they called mesim? What do you mean? They're walking around, but there's nothing. There's no neshama to them. They're just a goof walking around. And tzaddikim are the opposite. Tzaddikim and misasim nikroim chayim. Because even if there's no guf, but the tzaddik, his whole neshama, his whole ruchnius is still there. Okay, let's just do one more paragraph. Uzchush mir shabbos kalocha moyel another mila. That zchush mir shabbos kalocha moyel limcha le'al kalavay noisav. The zchus of keeping shabbos can help a person atone for all his averis. K'may shakasa b'gemara. Don't read it, says the Medrash or the Gemara, Shomer Shabbos from desecrating it. Rather, you should read it Elo Macholoi, that keeping Shabbos helps atone for other averis. So he said, why does it say if you keep Shabbos kilchasai? Mishum sheyadua sheyesh lamitas avas melachas. There's 39 primary melachas. Uvachol av kama v'kama toldos. And every primary has all different offshoots. Uvi yisham yiperikla gadol isa. Reb Yechonim v'Reish Lakish daiku kol kach. It says Reb Yechonim v'Reish Lakish, they went to their ma'ayin in each av, and they found in every av had 39 toldos. So 39 times 39 told us of Hilcha Shabbos. Well, Lezer Ramaz HaGemara Sheishmer Shabbos Kahalacha. You have to keep it Kilchasai. All of the different pratim, the Hainu, Shaloi Lechal Oisai B'Shum Prat. So these are this is the Akdama here, and Bez Hashem on Wednesday will continue to finish the Akdama as he's leading into that, if that's where we're going. So you got to learn you can learn all of the Drush and the Hashkofa and the Musar, all the different Svarim, but if you don't know the Halachis, it's not going to happen. Bez Hashem will continue next time.